Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is WWGH 107.1 FM Radio, and you are listening to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app on any electronic device, cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers, or whatever new gadget that they have available for you to download, free app called TuneIn, and search WWGH. And take advantage of the many talk show radio programs we have to offer you. I'm sure you will find one to your liking. And again, I say thank you. If you would like to connect with me or my guest, please call 740-383-9944 for questions you may have or maybe comments you would like to make. I will be on a telephone interview today, and it may be kind of hard for you to call in because I'll be on that call, and I'm not sure how to operate this gadget. Okay. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are located in LaRue, Ohio, and the telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And the owner of Inspect Ohio LLC from LaRue, Ohio, will be my guest today by telephone. And her name is Cheryl Lee. And she will be joining us approximately about 4:20 during this broadcast today, live. I know that she is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, which has been in Marion since 2009 and still thriving and doing well. I like to start out my show with a thought for today. I gave this thought last week when I had Pastor Jackie Peterson on my show, and I'm going to give this thought for today again because we're still talking about God and God's blessings. And it's called Give Blessings. We are all blessed with life and all the opportunities it brings, though most of us forget to notice. But we also have blessings to give. In fact, the opportunity to give our blessings may be the greatest blessing of all. They say it's better to give than to receive. Because when you're giving, that means that you're able to give, but when you're receiving, it means that you need someone to give to you. So that's why it's more blessed to be in a position to give that you may help others. Okay, by bestowing our good wishes, encouraging, empowering others, we bless. And when we do, they return a thousandfold, blessed and be blessed. The scripture says, the Lord, you'll be pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom when you give. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Okay, I have a reading from Dr. Martin Luther King. In lieu of Black History Month, this is an oratorical contest from Beckham Nethkin. We can all be the voice of justice through actions that move us forward towards a more peaceful world. I challenge each of you to do as I have done. Take action, protest against injustice, and volunteer your time in your community. And if some of us would be more about what this young man is talking about and coming together as people and solving some of these situations and circumstances that we all find ourselves in and our children find themselves in, that if we would come together, maybe we could come up with some solutions that could work for everyone. And truly, that was Dr. Martin Luther King's vision and the vision of many others who really work hard to make communities safe for all, prosperous for all, and good for all, where we can all get a good education, have nice homes to live in, at least have a car and food on our table. And sometimes we have to work collectively for these things to happen. Now, this is a precept or concept that comes from Dr. Martin Luther King. This was dated 1957, May 17th. Dr. King delivers his Give Us the Ballot speech at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. for the prayer pilgrimage for freedom celebrating the third anniversary of the Supreme Court's desegregation decision. And believe it or not, we're up for early vote this year, and I think that will take place in March. You still have a chance to register to vote. If you are not registered, please get registered to vote because your vote counts. We need your vote. We need your opinion. We need your voice. Remember, this is called a voice of a people. And that is another way that you can exercise your right, exercise your voice, and let your voice be heard. Okay? Now, be a bush if you can be. If you can't be a tree, if you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And this took place, speech to students at Barrett Junior High School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is dated October the 26th, 1967. And that was part of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech at that time and on that day. Any moment now, Cheryl Lee will be calling and I will receive her call and we will begin our interview. And I hope that you are having a glorious time today. It's wet and cold here in Marion, Ohio, where I'm broadcasting from live. We didn't really have a lot of snowy winter so far, but we've had the damp, cold days where it just chills you to your bone, and sometimes you just rather have snow, but rain is a different story and it has a different feeling too. And maybe some of your bones are aching or your back, or you know how arthritis is. Some people can tell how the weather's going to be by how they feel. So hopefully she calls in soon and we can get on with our interview. Yes, so let me see. She's calling in. But I guess until she calls in, I can start this precept. It's called healing. It's a thought. A gentle return to equilibrium, nurtured by a wellspring of love. I, the soul, am washed and soothed by the quiet energies of stillness, embracing the vastness of my inner landscape. I understand the cycles of growth and decay. Today, I will fix something broken or find a new use for it. I wish I could do that with some of the things that I have broken along the years that, you know, you sit around and you look around your house and you see that shelf that it used to sit on and you be thinking, wow, I wish I could have fixed that or saved that, but it's shattered and I don't know how many pieces. Well, last summer, my baby girl bought me a plant stand, which is very, very nice, wrought iron, and also the plant bowl that goes on top of the stand. Well, it's kind of flimsy. I mean, it does set properly on its four legs, stands, but a child could shake it. You know, and I have a great grandbaby, Layla Brielle, and she was at my house crawling, and she just took that and shook it, and that bowl fell out of it. And oh my, I lost it. Thank God it didn't fall on her, but it shattered in 100 pieces. But it scared her enough that she would not go back over there and shake that thing. So I could not use that again. I didn't have another use for it, but thank God I still have my great-grandbaby. We have to be so careful when babies are around. Oh, my. And make sure everything is immovable and unshakable. Right? Right. So that's just a tip. Healing. If you can heal, do all that you can to heal. Okay. Or send peace. The call of time is to send thoughts of peace and power to the world. Your thoughts, your travel, moving at a great speed and with considerable impact. Let the thought of peace sit in your mind, knowing that the vibes from your thoughts can radiate out of you and touch any person or place. Wow. Have you ever gotten up out of bed and you have this great feeling and you're on top of the world and you have this beautiful smile on your face and everyone that you meet, oh my, they smile back at you. Have you ever noticed that? They can feel that vibe that you feel good and is radiating out of you and to them. Or the opposite. You can get up in the morning and be what they call in a funk, okay? And something will bring you down. But I was watching the day President Kennedy died. And it put me in such a terrible mood. But I have to let that go because our caller is calling now. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey, Miss Linda. It's Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl Lee. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
That's beautiful.
Other than you told me to call at a certain time and I'm looking at different clocks. I'm like, what time is correct?
Well, I was trying to get you on the phone, but I was trying to make up for, space on the air, so I didn't. I was in a flow, so I was still trying to flow. So, we are so
glad. So
did I
break up your flow?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can pick it up another day and another time. Lord bless and say the same. But
there you go.
Cheryl Lee, we are so glad that you called today and could spend some time with us. I know you have a lot to talk about, and I know that you are our regional fill in the blank.
Oh, I'm the county coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship. Our chapter is 9 counties wide, and we are the furthest east of our chapter. So we've done a lot of work together, Linda, and so I'm the coordinator for Marion and for the northern part of Union County, because North Union is one of the schools that we minister in.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been affiliated with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
I think it's been going on for 10 years. I mean, Child Evangelism Fellowship has been going on since 1937, but I think my fellowship with CEF is going on to 10 years now. It just goes too quick.
It really does.
It really does. And I would really have to press myself to go back through and figure out when.
That's okay.
It's too late in the afternoon, Linda, for that.
That's okay. I mean, it's a good reason. It's a good cause. I couldn't think of anything else that I would rather be doing than doing the things of the Lord and helping to prepare others to meet Him one day. And maybe a lot of people don't understand that or even believe that Jesus is coming back one day. But explain to them what Child Evangelism Fellowship is for those who may not know.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of my favorite topics. In fact, I wear it on my sleeve all the time. And I think as believers, we should all wear our faith on our sleeve. Do we have to be obnoxious about it? No. But if we have an opportunity to share, we should. And Child Evangelism Fellowship is exactly that. We are going to meet the child's needs where the child is. And it was founded in 1937 by Mr. O. It was Irvin Overhoster. It's his last name. And so we call him Mr. O. And he, as a child, he grew up in the era where children were seen and not heard. But you know, they went religiously to church. Be it right, be it wrong, families went together to church. And they listened to what the pastor said. And so he was listening to all this, and he was wondering why he couldn't ask Jesus into his heart. Well, it wasn't until he was about 19 that he finally made that commitment to Jesus. And then but it was always in the back of his head, like, why couldn't children? Why did they have to wait, you know, until they were young adults or even into their adulthood before they could be taken serious enough to be asked to ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins? So that was his thinking behind. And there's a great book. There's a book of his life, and it tells it a whole lot better than I am. But that's the foundation of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And from that, it was in Chicago, Illinois, that it started. And from that, it grew very rapidly because God was in it. God's presence was in it. And so now it's an international child's ministry. And we are pleased to have it here and really functioning within our school buildings. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, how can you do that? Well, 2001, the Supreme Court made a ruling that if your building is hosting other extracurricular activities like the Boys and Girls Club or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, anything of that sort, then you can also host Child Evangelism Fellowship or a Christian or a religious-based program. So that's how we can be in the school campuses. Now, our program is after school. So after school, by parent permission, children can come to us, and what we're doing right now in the schools are what's called the Good News Clubs. Mm-hmm. And the Good News Clubs are just taking a high-powered Sunday school class in there for the kids, so that they can have a Bible lesson, and they can have songs, they can have a memory verse, they can have a gospel moment, they can have a review questions. Very important, because it's what keeps you informative as to how well your children in your club are grasping the message and how well you're presenting it to them. So, and they love it. They love the review. They love the review. So, plus, they always like a snack. So, it's just a fast-paced hour and 15 minutes that we present to the kids once a week. And so, that's it in a nutshell. You know, we're in every school in our county, with the exception of River Valley Liberty in Caledonia and Ridgedale. And the reason why we're not in those two schools, more than anything else, is because we need men and women of faith who will step up and say, yes, I'd like to do that. Maybe you don't want to be a lead teacher right now, but you'd like to be a helper. And, you know, especially your listeners who are men, mm-hmm. I really would like to put out there that these children love it. When men come to clubs, they love having the men step up and be helpers, because they are mommy to death. You know, grandma is always instructing them at home, or mom's instructing them, you know, or the majority of teachers are women. You know, Sunday school teachers are women if they go to church. So they are mommied to death. And when there's a man there who is doing nothing but maybe crowd control, they love it. we do have a couple of men who have stepped up, and they do a great job. You know, they do a great job with the kids, and again, I can't emphasize how much their presence is appreciated and how much the children love it.
You know, and as you're talking about it, and it seems like we, the women, were always stuck with the children, not saying stuck as being a bad thing, because we would rather, if no one else, that at least one of us would stand up and make sure that they heard the salvation story and the story about Jesus Christ and all that he has done for each and every one of us and giving them a chance to receive him as their Savior. But it's just like the women are the ones who's always out there. And we do need men badly.
Yes, we do. You know, these young men and women, these young children, they need to have that role model in their life. And, you know, many of the children that we are working with who are coming to club are single parents.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda, I'm not so sure that there's a good percentage that are minus parents, because grandmas and grandpas are bringing them.
Yes, that's true.
You know, so because we live in our community, you know, we are very transit because of the correctional institution that we have out on Williamsport, and unfortunately, a lot of parents aren't in those homes anymore. So being a volunteer, being helping hands, it's one, and not to, you're right, Linda, I do not want women to feel that I don't appreciate them. I do. It's just, I think men need to step up because these kids need to have good role models.
Because someone needs to do it, and that's what I meant by that. Someone needs to do it, so if we can't find anyone else to do it, we will do it. Women will stand up
right
for children, and they will do it. But we need men also, and we want men to understand that they are much needed as role
Absolutely.
Models. And you know, because it's not just a one-sided world. It's not a one-sided heaven, you know, or only women get blessings. That's not true. And like you say, a lot of families are broken up. Grandparents are raising their grandchildren, some even great-grandchildren. And thank God for them
mm-hmm.
that he has spared their lives, that they can be a part of rearing their own seed. But we still need men
mm-hmm.
in a big way.
And you know, well, Linda, you and I go back quite a few years, and one of our prayers for our volunteers is that we could get the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, the 40s, and the 50-somethings involved, mm-hmm. you know, because they need a variety of energy. They need a variety of I don't know what to say. Kids just need the variety, and we need that energy as well. We need somebody to come up beside us who's younger, who has, they probably have less time than what we do, but it just seems like when God is in the mix, you will have the time to do what you need to do, you know, and so God will help you prioritize what really is important when you're looking at him and when you're wanting to do something for him. And in fact, it seems like he even stretches the day for you.
Yeah.
It really does.
Miraculously, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I just really would like to see some 20s and 30s and 40-something step up and say, yeah, I'd like to take this on. I'd like to be a part of this. One thing, too, is like when younger people say they want to go on a mission trip. Hey, I'll tell you, I'll take you on a mission trip. Come follow us for a few weeks, you know.
Right,
We'll take you on a mission trip. You don't have to go. You don't have to go outside this country's borders to be a missionary. And, in fact, that's one of the things that we try to stress with our clubbers is that, you know, you can be a backyard missionary. Any one of us, any of us at any age can be a backyard missionary.
Right.
It's just sharing our faith. It goes back to sharing our faith.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, you already talked about missionaries and how people can be missionaries. And CEF has their own missionaries also. We have a new one in our county now, right? Isn't Jan?
Jan Ben. Mm-hmm.
Jan Ben.
Janice has come on. Now, see, Janice has been with us for years.
Yes.
And she was consistently teaching two clubs. She was teaching on Silver Street.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that Taft? Or that's Hayes.
That's Hayes.
And she was teaching Taft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, and in fact, we're having a luncheon and a silent auction March 7th. It's our large fundraiser that we have once a year. It's a lot of fun. It's March 7th. The doors open at 10:30. It's a $10 donation for the lunch, $10 or more donation for the lunch. To participate with the auction, it's free. If you'd like to give an item towards the auction, that would be wonderful. You know, you can get a hold of Linda at the station, or you can get a hold of Cornerstone Alliance Church. That's where we host it. They're very good. The church is very good to us as far as allowing us to use their facility. It's from the doors open at 10:30. The event is 11 to 2. Great food, great company. You'll learn a little bit about Child Evangelism Fellowship. And getting back to Janice, she will be our guest speaker. She'll be sharing how God brought her around to being a part-time missionary for Child Evangelism Fellowship. So now Janice has gone from two clubs to four clubs. Monday through Thursday, she teaches clubs after school. Some people will say, oh my gosh, she went from the frying pan into the fire. But Janice doesn't see it that way, because she loves the Lord, and she loves children. And the way God brought this all around is just, it's going to be fun to listen to. So I would like to invite any of your listeners, please get a hold of Linda. If you want a ticket, please get a hold of Linda, or you can call myself, Cheryl, at 740-262-0939. And we'll say that again. So if you want to get a pencil and a pen, or a pencil and a paper, we'll say that later on. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. We have people come from up in Richland County, Franklin County, Guernsey County, Crawford County. We have people coming from all over the place just to enjoy the day with us. It's a fast 3 hours, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, it is. And selection of what is offered at the auction is phenomenal. It just really is. I mean, last time I spent $40. I've never spent that much at a silent auction. I'm thinking, why did I want all those things? But, you know, I gave some of those things away as gifts, and people really appreciate it. And, I mean, new and lightly used condition. We also have baked goods, baskets of bread or cakes, cookies, pies. It's just, you couldn't imagine all the things that we do have at the silent auction. Even portraits and pictures, and it's just really nice.
It is. It's just a lot of fun. It really is. And when you were saying slightly used, if you have been given any Christmas gifts that you've stuck in your closet because you're going to re-gift them, why don't you dig them out and let us have them?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, or if you're decluttering right now, because everyone's getting cabin fever, we're all anxious to get things, you know, cleared out, give us a call. You know, let us have them. Because what we don't use for the auction, we can use for our summer rummage sale. And so we just don't let things go to waste, do we, Linda?
No, we don't. Cheryl does not, believe me. When I say she does not waste any thing, not one little thing. Could you also share with our listeners some other events that are sponsored by Child's Evangelism Fellowship in our city, Marion?
Well, coming up on the 29th, we've got that Kid Balooza coming up at the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll have a booth there. So for that day, we'll have a booth, and we'll be sharing the Wordless Book story, and we'll be doing bracelets with the children. And so that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then during the summer, we always have the fair ministry, where, again, we purchase a booth, and we're out there sharing with boys and girls. What's really neat, too, is that parents will sit down mm-hmm. with the children, because it's just a time for them to relax a little bit. And they are just as interested in the story that we're sharing with the little ones as much as the children are.
Mm-hmm.
When there was that picnic in the park, and I hope that they start that up. There's been rumor that it's going to be again this year, and I hope so. That event was huge having children come in and sit down in a tent. Parents, again, that was a wonderful, wonderful outreach to be able to talk to the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the message that we're sharing is simply that God loves them. He sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus died. He was laid in a tomb for 3 days, and he rose again. And because he shed the blood on the cross for our sins, anyone, no matter what your lifestyle is, anyone can be forgiven and in God's presence someday. It doesn't get any simpler than that.
Or better.
And that's exactly right. Or beautiful. That's exactly right.
Beautiful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, so those are things. As well as five-day clubs. If you are a church, or if you are a person in a community that would like to open up your backyard, a five-day club can go from 3 days to 5 days, and we bring the materials to you. We do it. You just host. Maybe provide a snack for the children. Maybe provide helping hands and a restroom. But we do all the teaching. We do the songs. We do the message. We do the games. We do all the teaching. So a five-day club is kind of like a mobile VBS. We take it to the kids. It's all about the kids.
Right.
It's all about the community children. But by touching the children of our community, we can also touch families.
Yes.
It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit who goes into those homes and touches those families. We're just willing. We're just willing to be a part of it. But I really would like to just emphasize our fundraiser that's coming up, because without that, you know, we have helping hands, but you also need the funding to buy the materials, because we've got wonderful materials to use in teaching, and we've got great materials, tracts, and devotionals to give to the children. We give them full Bibles,
mm-hmm.
the full Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, we give to the children. And so that's what our fundraiser does. It allows us to train men and women to go before these children and teach them. It allows us to buy the materials. And we try to keep costs down as much as possible, and yet things still cost.
Yes, they do. And I'm glad you brought that up, because the teachers are trained. We're not just mm-hmm. getting up and going there on our own, you know, reconnaissance. We are trained extensively. We have, like, what, two or three trainings a year or every other year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we also have a background check for anybody who would like to help out with CEF, and that's not at your cost, that's at our cost, because we want to protect Child Evangelism Fellowship. We want to protect our integrity as a children's ministry
right.
as much as we want to protect your children. You know, and,
yes.
and that's really important.
This is very important. And back to mm-hmm. the luncheon and the silent auction, you also, well, we also accept table sponsors, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Yes, we do. A table sponsor is a person who would like to, what we do is it's just an individual, maybe a farmer, maybe a business person who would like to help out, and it's $100 a table. And what that is, it's just monies that we can count on before the event even arrives. What do we try to do for you as a business person? We put your name up on the wide screens throughout the whole event. Your name is in the program. Thank you from the stage. We encourage people to use your services. You know, a lot of people need to be fed ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And say, tree trimmer. You don't have a tree down or anything. No. But you may have a tree that's getting really heavy and you'd like to have it trimmed up before it comes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we try to let people think, take this, because the program, they can take home, they can put the table sponsor's name and information on their, you know, on their the side of their refrigerator or in a drawer where they keep their contact information. And if they need a realtor, I would hope that they would possibly consider the one who has helped sponsor us.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they need a tree trimmer or a lawn care, you know, just pay it forward, I guess, is what I'm saying. Do they have to use these people? No. But it would be nice. It would be nice. And if they do use them, that they would say, I got your name from, you know, the luncheon and silent auction, so
mm-hmm.
that they understand as business people where their dollars, where they're getting paid back from
right.
their dollars.
Right.
You know, being a business person,
I
know.
And it's for a good cause.
It is. It is. And so that's only $100. And again, it's money that we can count on before the first item is bid on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you like silent auctions, you know, the doors are open early. So if you want to be an early bird bidder, if you want to start your bidding early, you can be at the church at 10:30. And then we can assign you a number, and you can go about your business just shopping.
And don't forget, that's Cornerstone.
Yes, it is. It's a Cornerstone. Cornerstone Alliance Church is on Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road. So it's at the corner of Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road. It's got plenty of parking. It's easy to get in and out of. There are no stairs, you know, to maneuver. For those of you who would be concerned about that, it's just you park and you walk straight in,
right.
which is very, very convenient.
Those doors and open at 10:30.
That's right. The doors will open for the early bidders at 10:30. Lunch will be right around the 12 o'clock hour. We will have a short program. We hope to have some of the children of the community singing a few songs that we do in club. We will have Janice sharing her testimony. Mike Todd, who is our director for our chapter, who, by the way, our chapter was 45 years old last year, 2019. Mike has been involved with CEF for 20 years.
Wow.
Now, he's a young man in his 40s.
Right.
So Ooh. He basically grew up with CEF.
Sure
Actually,
did.
He did because his mom was involved with CEF when he was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you'll get to know Mike. Get to talk to him if you have any questions or, you know, want to talk to any of us. We'll all have our blue shirts on, which says we are members of the Good News Club. Yeah. So it's just a lot of fun.
Right. And usually that's over at 2, but I wanted you to reiterate the luncheon, the food part, how good it is.
Oh, it is.
And usually what we have.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it is it's prepared by volunteers, and it is sponsored by volunteers. You know, the food is given by volunteers. Carol Clays and her group does a real good job of preparing the food. We'll have usually two or three sandwiches that you can select from. There'll be a vegetable, and there'll be a mac and cheese, there'll be a salad and a fruit and a drink.
That's
true. So you don't walk away hungry. You don't walk away hungry. If you would like to purchase, donate for a takeout, you're more than welcome to. You know, we really work hard on accommodating people because we want you to come and have a good afternoon with us.
And come back again, because we have and it come back every again. Year, right?
And the thing is, too, we want you to take what you learn or what you hear and share it with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be the best-kept secret. We don't want to be the best-kept secret. We want people to hear about Child Evangelism Fellowship and get involved.
Right.
We need prayer warriors. We need you praying over the community school that is closest to you.
Yes.
You know, we need you praying for those teens that are going into these schools. We need, if you'd like to be a financial donor monthly, you can do that by check. And we also have it now where you can do it by credit card. You can come to this event and help us. If you'd like to give a basket, if your church would like to, you know, make up a basket, we'd be more than happy to have your church information in that basket and give them credit for helping. So there's a lot of different ways that you can help out. Anyone can help out. And it's just fun. It's just a fun day, and we really, really focus on it being fun.
That's true. And she's telling you the truth. It is a fun day and exciting, and we're not there all day. Like she said, it opens up at 10:30 and usually over at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well attended too.
It is. It is. I would like to see us busting the seams this year. I really would. Just so that we know we're finally getting the word out there. Mm-hmm. We want to get it wide and deep, right? We want to get that word out there wide and deep. And it's at Cornerstone Alliance Church, March 7th, the first Saturday of March. Doors open at 10:30. The event is from 11 to 2. The bidding, the silent auction is done. We always say, you know, like, pencils down, everyone take their seats at 1 o'clock. That way we can award everyone their items. And really for me, because I pick up things throughout the whole year,
mm-hmm.
And of course, my husband's very patient with me because I do that. He was saying, anyways, I like seeing what my treasure, how God has multiplied it.
Right.
You know, because you pick up something that has been on sale, or you pick up something that has been gently used, or whatever.
Right.
And I just like to see how God uses it and multiplies it. That's a part of the fun of the event too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess it would be.
Yes. So, anyways, if you are interested in tickets, please get a hold of Linda or myself, or if you know any of the other volunteers for CEF, approach them, ask them. We can all get you tickets. My number is 740-262-0939. 740-262-0939. If you want flyers, or I can email them to you, or we can drop some off. So, you know, advertisement's always big, and we can email them to you with just a couple clicks on the computer.
Right.
So, again, please call or text, and we can get that information out to you.
All right. So, silent auction coming up. what, 2 or 3 weeks now? It's not far away.
I know. It's, well, I think 3 weeks, maybe mm-hmm. four if we stretch it, because this is the 10th, correct?
Right.
Okay, so it's coming up on the 7th. So Cornerstone Alliance Church, March 7th. Doors open at 10:30. The event's from 11 to 2. If you'd like to be a table sponsor, please call us. If you'd like to sponsor us in any manner, please call us or give us a gift. The ladies at Cornerstone are at the church. We set up on the 6th, the Friday before we set up. But the ladies at the church are real good, the office are real good about taking any gifts if you have to drop it off earlier. So they watch out for us very, very well.
Well, Shirley, thank you so very much for being our guest today on the Voice of the People. And we will be broadcasting this event from now on. I'm on the air Monday and Tuesday from 4:15 until 5 p.m. of the head of the hour at 5 p.m. And hopefully those of you who are listening can share this news with someone else and get the word out about the silent auction at Cornerstone Alliance Church, Route 4 South. So this is the end of our show, A Voice of the People. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. This is Linda Sims broadcasting from WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And remember, keep your umbrellas ready. It's a different kind of winter we're having this year, but I have been chilled to the bone all day long. Plus, I've been out all day long, too. So thank you once again, Cheryl, for calling.
Thanks, Linda. I appreciate it. Thank
Same
your
here.
Viewers for listening.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So next time, be blessed.
Next You're time, listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley is... There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know, that's why it was the.